This is Mary Foresta, curator of photography at the National Museum of American Art. And today, November 29th, 1993, in the afternoon, I am interviewing Godfrey Frankel. And I'll begin by asking Mr. Frankel to give me a brief synopsis of his own biography.
A logical place to start would be native city, which is Cleveland, Ohio. And I went to school there, Cleveland Heights High School, Ohio State University, and got my BA. And started out in advertising, and lucky enough to get a job on a daily newspaper selling and creating advertising. It happened to be Lorain, Ohio, which is a kind of defunct city now, something like Gary, Indiana, a number of other Midwestern cities. Steel industry has long left, and it's, the city is pretty well damaged. My early art instincts probably originated with the Cleveland Museum of Art, and my mother, good mother, was kind enough, foresightful enough to take me down on Saturdays when I was a youngster.
What year would this have been?
And this would have probably been about in the 1920s, you know, 24, 25, along those years. And I always had a sensitivity to art, and let's see, when I was 14 years old, my family bought me a camera, and I started in photography for about a year, then left it and got involved with schoolwork and growing up issues, and really didn't get into photography until my first job, which was in Lorain, Ohio, as I mentioned, in the advertising field. And that's when I started. That was pinpointed 1940. Yeah. I was unhappy in the field. I like the idea of working for a newspaper and some of the atmosphere of the newspaper, a small newspaper, 15,000 circulation. He got involved in all departments. Creating advertising, I guess I wasn't made for the commercial world. And tried to get out of it, but that was in the beginning 40s, and the war was here, and then there was a question of being drafted or not, and I was waiting, wasn't, and I decided that I better pick up a job in the same field, and particularly when a good friend of mine had called from Washington and said that she thought she could make some arrangements for me in the Washington Daily News.
I was just wondering if you'd had any experience with photography up until that time. Newspapers really weren't using photography in advertising at that point, were they?
Not much. I can't recall any. We used services. Another line drawing services. And I probably wouldn't have done, well, I might have done something for accounts and all that, but wasn't interested in that area. I just started. I hadn't done nothing real serious. They were just instincts.
But you had a camera at that point.
I had a camera at that point. Oh, yeah, I recall, with a friend of mine, we would take trips. I'd come to Cleveland on weekends for a date, and we'd have a photo shoot someplace, and a friend of mine, well, shall I wait till that goes on?
No, it's on.
Oh, it is on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
And they were serious on weekends, about two a month. Maybe we'd had seven or eight of them. One of them I was picked up as a Japanese spy. This was in East Liverpool, Ohio, these little towns on the river. And I was just interested in, the smokestacks and living, the FSA material. And I hadn't seen it